Welcome back to Warrior Field. Here we're going after the point after attempt by the Wildcats. Snap rolling out the right side. Jared Hogue looking for the pass to the end zone. Intended for 81, Jeffrey Frost. Nothing there. So that'll keep the score here with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter with the North Huron Warriors 14 and your Mayville Wildcats 12. Well, again, the weather.
I don't understand.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Pouring about 5 minutes ago.
The umbrellas are all getting put away again.
Wow.
And just typical football weather here for a Friday night in southeastern Michigan. Hey, if you're just joining us, we're up here in the Thumb in Huron County over at Kindy, Michigan. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, Port Austin. You know where Port Austin? Let me see. It's where they have that big flea market on Saturday morning. You know that on Port Austin. We're just, this is the Kindy Port Austin, and the North Huron Warriors are hosting the Mayville Wildcats. And the North Huron homecoming with a score 14, the Mayville Wildcats 12. And the kickoff by Mayville, taken by the Warriors on the 30-yard line, picked up by number 23. He's got some wheels. Matt Koth still breaking tackles. And he must have stepped out of bounds on the far sideline because he was breaking it back up the middle and the whistles are blowing.
They've been breaking tackles all night.
So good return by Matt Koth. And great field position here for North Huron to take over with 3 minutes to go in the first half. It'll be Warrior ball on the 48-yard line of North Huron. 54, Andrew Pichette coming back into the game for the Warriors. North Huron out of the I formation. Quick pitch back to the right side. Breaking a few tackles, number 23, Matt Koth.
And hands they were Levine.
They were trying just about the same play there as they stripped Matt of the ball this time.
Yeah.
And guess who ends up with it again? 51, Ben Hawley. But it's whistled dead. Forward progress had stopped. The whistle went out. And Matt kind of half threw the ball up. So here we go. It's going to be second down. Loss of about 2 yards. Actually, they give him forward progress. It's going to be second down and 9.
Going to the air here. Got him open.
Open receiver off the left side. Spin move. Nice move there by Matt Koth. Is going to break some tackles. Down to the 20. Breaks another tackle at the 10. Still on his feet and gets it into the end zone for the North Huron Warriors. Number 23, Matt Koth, the 6 foot 165 pound senior, takes a reception about 5 yards. A nice pitch out there by quarterback Nick Sharamsky.
What
some
a play.
Great blocking there by that offensive line.
Had hope all the way down the line, too.
All the way down, he did. There was yellow jerseys all the way down to the end zone. A 50-yard touchdown play. For the point after. Hand off up the middle, going to Matt Koth again. He's going to come up short. As the Mayville defenders stop that one with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. The North Huron Warriors 20 and the Mayville Wildcats 12. Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. Kurt Damrow along with Josh Brubaker bringing you the game tonight here from Warrior Field. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ. Z71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain drivers. Tires. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Welcome back to Warrior Field with 2 minutes to go here. And the whistle blown, and we're going to move the ball for the kickoff. The Warriors will be kicking off from the Mayville 45-yard line. The score of the North Yard Warriors 20 and the Mayville Wildcats 12. Nice kickoff there by the Warriors. Wildcats take it on the five.
That was a hit.
Man, was that a hit. Wow.
Replay that one.
I saw 55. I think that was Marcus Adams flying through. He was horizontal with the field like Superman. And about two or three other Warriors taking down that Wildcat. So it's going to be Mayville first and 10.
See him taking a breather there.
On the Mayville, where we're going to be at about the 23-yard line of Mayville. We got some, I'm going to announce some names here in a little bit because we've got the North Huron, the heart of the North Huron Warriors junior high football team up here. We're getting some great advice. We know what the plays are ahead of time. Well, not really, but we've got a pretty good idea. Hand off on the right side, getting some room there. 45, Zach Leffler with a nice pickup for Mayville. Runs off a right tackle, puts his shoulders down, and just drives ahead.
Justin Whalen there with the tackle, number 28, senior.
48, Sebastian Tibbetts into the ball game, along with number 88, Quinn Duda for the Warriors. That'll bring up a second down for the Wildcats. Second and two on the 33-yard line of Mayville. Quarterback keep fakes that handoff again. Man, again to Leffler. They just play that ball so tight between Jared Hogan and Zach Leffler. When they fake that handoff, those two become one for about a half of a second, and you better find that football. And this time it was Jared Hogue keeping the ball. Nope. Quarterback keeper off the left guard and picks up enough for a Mayville first down. Right. So it'll be first down for the Wildcats as they take the ball on their own 42-yard line.
Props to Sean Wolfschlager there with the grab. He's slithering through the middle.
Out of the shotgun. Number 12, Hogue back to pass. Looking off the right side, and he just gets rid of it, which was a smart move because there were North Huron Warriors all over the place on that one. Got rushed there by number 55 and by number 90. So in on it was Marcus Adams and number 90, Brendan Bruce for the Warriors. And if he didn't get rid of it, Josh, he was going down.
Oh,
so
yeah, they had hands on him.
That was a smart move by Jared Hogue. That'll bring up a second down for the Wildcats. Good field position here, second down and 10 on the Mayville 42-yard line. Looking at your radio, Mayville's to the right and the Warriors are to the left. Quarterback out of the shotgun. He's going to keep and roll right out to the left side. He runs right to the sidelines. Might pick up about 3 yards on that one for Hogue, the ball carrier.
Alex Shornack with the push. Get him out of bounds with a minute left. In the second quarter, 20-12.
And that'll bring up a third down and about 7 for the Wildcats. Look at this weather. Just beautiful.
Comes the rain.
Beautiful. Is it starting to rain again?
A little bit.
Okay. I just say it's so beautiful, and here comes the rain, and the umbrellas just popped up.
It happened last time.
All right, 3rd and 7 for Mayville.
No jump there.
And looks like we might have an offside against the Warriors. Number 48, Sebastian Tibbetts. Jumps the gun. And still not going to give the Wildcats a first down. They still have a few to go. But it makes it a little bit easier. It puts the ball right on the 50-yard line. Here we are at center field, 3rd and 2 for the Wildcats. Hogan Leffler alone in the backfield.